Mitzoni Shabbos. Mitzoni Shabbos. Wintertag. Die Daven in 90 Minutes after Stier. And summertime, die Daven 2 hours. Da kann ich nicht hier. Das ist die Schiede da hier in der Sonne. Die Schiede. Wo die Gäuhe ist Rehkan. Die Answer is, die Gäuhe ist Rehkan. And she will awaken the results. So, how does he explain the morning in talking about that game? That means it is a common guilt in a synonymous pattern, and all the common appear. Why is that important? Why is that important? The answer is it's important. As long as it's not completely dark, there is a need there of being missing the light. And the going didn't want to end the Shabbat service. As long as you can be carrying the meats there, you feel like it. So we didn't have my own. So that's the Shite, that's the Shite Sabor, and that's the Shite Sabor. The Ma'am Rash there apparently did not have the Chubis. We know, because we have the Chubis, and we say the same thing in the course. But from the town, changes it. But the shittas are going, the shittas are leaving. But from the highway, it comes further. And Chabafon, Mishal Rambam, is the truth. He also says that. And he says that that's the shitta of the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam shitta is not like Chabafon either. And it appears from Rashi and Shabbos that Rashi shitta is not like Chabafon. But most of the shame adapted the shitta of Chabafon. Now, the Maharashtra did not know the truth of either of those stories. And what he did know of Rabbom Mishra, because he mentioned the truth of Rabbom Mishra, is Maharashtra is Rilka. But there is a kasha, there is a stira between the Gemara and Shabbos that says that Shadishka Hamer is the Nashmoshes, and Nashmoshes ends 3/4 of the year subsequent. The third of the year is the and the morning Shabbos says, this is a common scholar at the Shabbos. And he rejects Rabban Tam's assumption that Shkia in Shabbos means Shkia Shniot. Now he assumes that it means Shkia Shemo, whoever talks of Shkia Shniot, it's not even individual thing. So he says there is a machlokes between the morning Shabbos and the morning Shabbos. The morning Shabbos, when it says Shkias Achamor is and that Binash Moshe begins the Shkias Achamor, so that means Shkias Achamor, and the morning Shabbos agrees that when the sun sets, it's already Binash Moshe. So it came to the light. But the breakage between the Supreme Shabbos and the Supreme Sochim is in regard to the time that the Binash Moshe period ends. Both agree that the Binash Moshe period begins at Kies HaMash Yosha. But according to the Supreme Shabbos, it lasts only for 3/4 of it, or 2/3 of it. According to the Sugiyim Tzochim, it ends down. But the Ramo Ashka himself says that even though the Sugiyim Tzochim mentions Kabyuda, Kabyuda is the one who says that it becomes light or it is a chodim. That is a chodim means at the end of Dalim. I don't say it becomes light. So, but Ramo Ashka assumes it. But he says Dalim really left the Shkia. And Kabyuda is the one who says that Bishetishka Achamo calls Manshe to use of Magim, so he's the Nashmoshes. And it becomes Lilo 2/3 of the year or 3/4 of the year subsequently. So he's Chilek and the Sukhdi himself. The Sukhdi is both. In both Kabyuda is the Moranish, right? But in the Sugim Sochim, so the Yudhi said the Yankuse, when he was young. So then he held that the Nashmosh's period less for Balgu, 2 minutes, 9 minutes. Whereas the Ziknuse, that's a Yudhi in Shabbos, he says that the Nashmosh's period less only for 2 minutes. So then he says that the Aloha is like a beautiful Zignusim, like the Sukhich. This is what the Maharashtra says. If you have the Maharashtra here, it's truly tzadikot. Very important. And there he also mentions the Shita of Rabbah Mishalam. I don't think that he mentions the dimensions of spirit in the Bible. Anyway, if we are going to say that Tesis here agrees with the Shita of Hamalashtra, then the Tesis is very simple. So we don't have to say, like in Mashal, that Shor Deo does the finish of Deo of 60 minutes, but Shor Deo, we can say, Shor Deo means an hour, 60 minutes. Maybe 60 minutes, maybe even 75 minutes, and that's why Tesis says that Shor Deo, in other words, 90 minutes minus 15, so 75 minutes, so it's more than 60 minutes. So it's a Shor Deo. All right, and we don't have to say like the Mashal, because according to Mashal's Pshah, so in the Kashi case, it's assumed not like Antam. In the Teretz, it's assumed like Antam. So you should say something in the Teretz about Shor Deo. Why doesn't he say anything about Shor Deo? So that was the main difficult thing, Shaldeo. So we can say that this thing says who is the lead does not call. Does not call in Kamatama. He accords in Kamatama, he agrees on Kamatama at one point. That not in Shisagon, Shisagini, because according to Shisagon, Shisagini, so then according to every demore, according to every morning talking on Shabbos, so 3/4 of the year subsequent to Shkia and Sheino, so it's already by the Mamo, it's through the Bloch. But he holds that according to the Sugi and Psochi, it's only with the Bloch, 72 minutes at the Shkia. But what he has to cheat of the Mahal Wash, so that's the Kasha. So there could be a machlekes, but how could there be a machlekes in Shor Deo in regard to Mitzias? At all, either Kehovim Beinu in the Pia, 80 minutes after Shkia, or the Pia, 72 minutes after Shkia, or 90 minutes after Shkia. How could there be a machlekes in Mitzias in such a way? He says, no. It's not a machlokes, but it's a machlokes indeed. Because the halacha is in Chovim Beinu. But there are all kinds of Chovim Beinu. So the Sugi Shabbos holds, it means in Chovim Beinu that the Pia, two-thirds of the meal at the Shkia, and according to the Sugi Shabbos, it means the in Chovim Beinu that the peer down here in the Shkia. It's also strange, but it's possible. And then, I mean, either this or the Pshat of the Mashal. The Mashal's Pshat is a big thing. Because Reika Hosna Seika, one of Shkia in the Kashi, he assumed, not like a Mikan, that the Shkia Hamo in Shabbos means Shkia Mishenu, and in the Karetz, he agrees with Ramadan, in Shkia Shkia. So you should say it. Why doesn't he say it? Why? Aye. May say, Hallelujah for Kechayah, how may you do? What did you mean, Kechayah? The stars that shine at night, So we see the tale of the Shindor of a night. Now, it's not the stars that rain at night, but Jehovah the emanate light.
Of the stars or in the sense of the planet.
Gemara said like this. Aber ato kikobi ma mirin hundi boi yishvuchay. Shein mirin hundi boi yishvuchay. In other words, voksi vahoyi kolt spot moho. Elo hoka mashno. Because when David says alu kokech vieya, so he uses it in the sense, he uses it in the sense of stop. So he says, but, and planets that are not stars, so that is mentioned in another passage in our report's law. Like, the Korash Nino. So in other words, why do David have to express this fact of the stars giving praise unto the creation? Separately, after all, he mentions how Luke holds forth, so that includes stars and planets. So why does he have to mention how Luke holds here separately? To tell us that the light of the Kehobim is considered light. But in Akhmine, the Gabianidon Meir is also there on Shell Kehobim. It says, Nino Eichen Roshan Yoram and Roshan Miko, Avina Haroshan Yoram, Yamun Meir, Avina, Mishko Nebi Olay, Haizik, Meir, Avina Yoram, Avina Haroshan Yoram, Avina Haroshan Yoram. Now, Meis, Leia Yoram Betzeach, If the one in there be, who will I will be a kigamere, so the person describes the moral turpitude and the lifestyle of a criminal. Of a criminal. Leia Yoram Betzeach, if the one in there be, who will I will be a kigamere, whom you come out of a lion, you kigamere, and the person here and here describes the activities of the criminal in the night time vis-a-vis his activities, his routine in the daytime, so that indicates that a year designates the daylight part, whereas Lilo designates the night part of the day. How you come on Lilo and Gitano, I'll make a moment. Hostom, אין פרציה בין הכוחים. אני פרוש לו, אהר, בנבר הסמנלו, ובלילו, נעשה כי גם יהיה, לך תגרגים, לך תגרגים, לך תגרגים, הוכה קודם. אי פשידה לא חמוץ, כנהר גם פרוש את כל זה, פרציה, ומתמצא לנעת. הוי, מה שנעשה לוחתיר מישהו שואה בו נמחתרס להרגי, כי בקסיד ממחתרס ומוצאה גם המוקו בניסים ודומים, אם לא הוכחו הדור כאילו שובו על עסקים לפושץ. די עם כל לא חוק מהרובר, וחיים ציבי שמה כדי שהוא היה בימי, אבל שור כל דומים הוא יובל המונים כמי בלחצים ומנומים, זה לא בהרגי רצח ומתנו משוץ, וחורקים את לחצים לסבר המונים מנעתכם, שמבו במחתרס. ובלילה הוא ניסף מוכת לילה, כי נשאר לנו יעב חושב ורחיב חושב, ברחנו לו לך. אם הוא יישא מתנגד לעצמו, אני יכול להיר לחוב, ידיני חוקי גם את, ולניתם להירגי, ואוכם נצנת את המדבר הזה, נמנה אז נמחת הרעס. שומע את ראש עשה, ראש עשה. ראש עשה, this פוסק in here, has reference exclusive, and then this is how it appears on the surface. That this pasuk is reference to an avid father who commits burglary, who breaks into the house of his son. So stamo is merachem. não me dá ao cura e vos vai ser ele mas e cada que na frente de rá do tchê em casa e me diz de biggest rush how can you have chills someday right if cada breaks into the house of the sun so the sun is not allowed to kill to kill the rock because of the battery why is it gone why can you kill the gun so the machter is not the gun the hook of the name is only gun not the chair not the chair why is it here the chair because in the mind that's the moment there is a presumption that when the barabans find the problem is out so you cannot keep any difference you cannot keep any difference I mean there's a story I mentioned just the acting of time and my father was really good so one night so everybody was waking up because they heard people walking into the house they heard people walking in the house so then so my mother and my grandmother so the king of frightened so Cain said you white bed and then he woke up his sons my father was a teenager then oh and my father's older brother was from Yalki was older and the old was a young boy was probably I mean he was 7 years old much younger than my father he woke them up he said that he should go out so he with his three sons went out and then he saw the story of how he found two men completely naked. One was completely naked. So my father was from Galkin and Rowe, as young as he was. He wanted to scream, you know, got frightened. So Cain put his mouth on the mouth and said, Cain was talking with Hashem. He loved him with Hashem. Loved Hashem. He didn't sleep in bed. And he went to two guys to carry out some things they did. Then in the morning a kind of grandmother started in the morning she was very tired of shaking up and she was anyway trapped in my hair. But anyway, so then the story was told to all the people and they were many longing in Paris, you know, we need our help. Habot Machteres, he doesn't need that to Machteres. Even if he comes through the door, he has a din of Machteres. Why is he ready? Because if the rabbis in the mind, that's what I'm saying. He was different. See, he was Mani Lassana. But the average Balabai is not Mani Lassana. Sometimes when he sees the Gamut breaking in, so he opposes it. So the Gamut knows that. So why does he go? So he decides, if the Balabai puts up in a position, so then I'll kill him. Even though the Balabai even though the Rabbi has the opportunity for eternity to say to the Ganev, you are my friend, you know, I like you. I want to still take a turn. So then the Ganev will not kill him. I can't really say you are such a wonderful friend. Just take everything as an enemy. So why should he be allowed to kill at all? There is a halacha. Yochel Atzil, Yechel Yivor, so it's not good to Atzil and Atzil. He it's not with the same action. In other words, if somebody is really a Kabbalah lawyer, but he can save the victim by shooting him, let's say, down, so he can amputate it, he won't die. So then he's not allowed to kill it. So what's coming to Hamo, we should say, he has the opportunity to let him take the money, not to scream, not to fight him. So it's like your Hatzir, you have to be bought with more. So then, so he gets the tears of that inasmuch as in the case the violence does put up a resistance, so then the Gamet is ready to kill the violence, even though the violence has the alternative not to fight it, it doesn't matter. So it's here, and that's the reason, you see. When the Rambam mentions
but he told me the wisest.
in einem Mann, was man am wenigsten vermutet, so erzählen wir die Concession to human weakness. This is their fault. Because in einem Mann, was man, yes, you know what I mean, I know it's, but it's not ideal thing, so why should I stay? Why should I stay? Why should I be right? Now then was it, of course, no one accepted. He thought that the kindness is anyway, 2 months later, he took another who I know to have been addicted to crime, that became real about you. Because the crime did let his children sleep. He let his children sleep. So in other words, the Allah of Mahdaras is based upon the Din of Rain. It didn't break it. So, but it's a special aloha. In other words, there's the aloha. If somebody makes him hold up on you, he holds up on you. In other words, he's ready to kill you. If he fights you, it's not, it's a red pill. So, I mean, you got a situation that famous vigilante in New York. That's his name, right?
Getz.
That's his name. Getz, right?
Getz.
Getz, 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 Getz. Engineer. So, did he have a right? He had a right. So, not to say. And the thing of Mahdara said, why is he going to? I mean, it's not a fact. It was an ancient hall, it's in the place, and you are talking. So, he says, because the thing of Brady, that person here doesn't deal that way with dreams. We put the actual results all over for him, most never. So he had a little right, he's not considered. But he's a wonderful person. At best, he could be a noble person. At best, but not a wonderful person. It's not, doesn't deserve, you know, to be treated as a hero. It's not a kill. Then there's another way. So, anyway, but there is no way. So if one is an Adam says that one is the right to kill every gamut who's going to pass, except our bottom man. So Asha says like this. Masha was not a killer, which is also a master, as they are making it see. Machteres was a gamo. The hook of amazing don't involve a double okay or she will go out for shade. Behind the color of the hooks we have a day. The Hayezid, she marked it, she will have a name. I will show color on in Hoyabar Monument in a day. Lots of money, zero, the hill there, the tear pudding push, the cross, you know, that's all the bomb on the napkin, shop of Machteres. If a lilo, he sat to lock the lilo, he shot in the hat for sure, he hold the rachma or a hop, he will say he's not lasting the name, hold the hole, he will not have done it, he will be the one to help him, he will have been the other one to help him. Now, there are two parts. One part of the posse says, Leilok, Petzeach. The other part of the Pasuk says, Ba'ayu Kidam. So it's not that the first half of the Pasuk has referenced one person as the Machinist, and the second half has referenced another person. It is referencing the same person. A Ganev who breaks into the house. But if he doesn't behave, then if he does not behave, if it is like him, so then he has a deal with Mitzayah. And you're allowed to have a little light to kill him, it's not for sure. But if it's like Lilo, so then you have no light to kill him. So how does Hashem explain the first of the posse, which is like him, has reference to a stranger or a son who breaks into the house of the father. And the second, so then it's a clearance, it's a certainty. that in case if a stranger breaks into the house of a neighbor, or even if his son breaks into the house of the other, so then it's a chites that in case the barbarians will put up a fight, the burglar will kill him. So in Melee, the barbarians are allowed to kill the stranger, or even the son. Because what kind of a son is it if he breaks into the house of his father? So, in other words, so it's also likely, in all probability, in the case of the fight, he'll kill the father. But the other half of the passage has reference to a father who breaks into the house of the son. He's not going to kill, even in case an opposition is put up, he fights. That's how Rashi is. But the real, the God places him. The Achille. He says, in the middle of the God, the high call the Omer Adena, the Stamo of the Achille of Adena, the Boyagem, in Yami Yedi Rashina, where, as Rashi says, that only the second level of the possible, of the Lyra Gigane, has reference to Obadiah. But the first step of the passage has reference not to Obadiah. Then he says, the real Rebbe say that even the first step of the passage can have reference to Obadiah. But will we know that this is the kind of now that he's going to do? True. Usually, in a stand, we say a father wouldn't do so well, kill the son. But, unfortunately, there are exceptions to it. Not long ago, I mentioned by the news, in May, there was a terrible story. It's a young town in the state of Minnesota. So, a young girl disappeared. The young girl disappeared, and then they were looking for her, they couldn't find her, and then the father of the girl, so he organized the whole regiment to look for the girl. At that time, I mean, they had a picture of her, that he was basically received. And they looked, they couldn't find her. Anyway, the girl was found a week ago, 2 weeks ago, in Yeshua. And then the detective found out that who did it? The father himself. The father himself is a girl. Why he was the girl? And the father is apparently a very nice citizen, you know, but a member of the community. Because he abused his own daughter, and his own daughter did very angry at him, and she said that she's going to tell him. So he was afraid that she would tell him, so he killed her. And then he remained the exit out at play, you know, searching for her, and trying to, and he did that contrary to ignore that the father would never kill the child. Gets in a stop. And unfortunately, there are exceptions. Especially in this generation, there are so many exceptions. But the exceptions sometimes appear to become the rule, I mean, today in this world. So this is what the Rebbe before said. Not like Rashi, that only the second level, the second level of the person, the lion being gigantic, is referenced to the father who breaks into the house of the son. But the first and the person of Leah Yochum Ritzeach has reference to a stranger, not a father. And he said, in a stam, so by a father is not considered the same. In a stam. But suppose we know that kind of a father is. No. So then, let's say, if it happened already that this father killed one son, and then he breaks into the house of another son, then the son has a legal right to go. This is what the deed and the divorce. So I think many of the information assume there is a machlokes between Tisus and Rashi. I don't think that there is a machlokes. Only it's a machmoyes information in the time. Rashi will also be made in case when we know that the father already once killed her. Not that he's not an Alzheimer. Such an Alzheimer, he already killed his son. Now the second time he breaks into the house of another son. So then Rashi will be that his son has a legal right to kill him. So it's not the father that's it. Because he's a stranger. He's psychologically a stranger. Not the father. But Rashi says, Rashi applies the first of the passage to a stranger because Otto, the showing, such a showing, more masculine than the body. There is no afternoon between Rashi. It's not the standard that there is a machlokes. It's only Mashmoes, there she denies the Marsens. Yeah, Mashmoes is unfortunate. Mashmoes is unfortunate.
Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos.
my body. Suppose we have a specific situation where the father is such a tach, where the father is such a tachshit that he already killed his son, one son he already killed, and you treat that thing, but unfortunately, terrible things, exceptional things happen, and now he's breaking into the house of the Abbasid. So, will Rashi say that the son is not allowed to kill the father? No. He's not like a father. What significance is the fact that he's biologically a father? But he doesn't act like a father. He already killed one son. So he has no rachmanis on the son. So Rashi will also agree that under certain circumstances, so the son is allowed to kill the father. So what?
Situation where the circumstances indicate that
this power is capable of killing the sun, and then the sun will try to stop it. So then Rashi made it that the sun is allowed to kill it. All right, fine. But the lotion of Rashi is so. Chikin shodamu yahatcho shewo picho bi rachamo balecho rachamo balecho bimo yiso ene kinege yahatzimu mencho ene hirdo yibi necho tigani. So Rashi uses the Roshi that the reason we change it, that the reason is why if the father he breaks into the house of the son, so the son is not allowed to kill the father, the Amet. So it's because it is subtle like night, it's not clear, it's doubtful. So, in here, so in other words, the reason is why the son is not allowed to kill the father, because he's not sure, it's not a bad eye that the father is ready to kill the son. Apparently, there is a possibility. Even when the father breaks into the house of the son, it's still possible that the father, after all, the fact that he breaks into the house of the son shows he's not a real father. A real father wouldn't even break into the house of the son. Never mind killing the son, not killing the son. He doesn't break it. So, he's not a real father. He's an alienated father. That's sure that he's an alienated father. But there is a possibility that all alienated, not alienated, the father is a father, you know, there is a certain fatherly instinct, no matter how cruel and ruthless he is, but still there is hachamim in the father's heart towards the son. So maybe there is a subject where the father is ready to kill the son, in case the son will try to stop him. So that means that from Rashi he thinks much more that in case where it is a subject, in case where it is a subject. So then he's not allowed. Suppose we have a situation where there is no Uden in one way or the other. There is a real suffering. The real suffering. Or let's say, suppose the Balabai sees someone is breaking into the house. And the end is like, who's the woman breaks in? Maybe it's a strange burglar. Maybe he knows his father is also a damnedly professional guy. Maybe he's the father. He has the suffering in that itself. Is he allowed to kill or is he not allowed to kill? Well, it's a real subject. Like this, you can say, if it's a father, so in a stand, if he doesn't know, we have to assume if father is, will not do it. If it's a stranger, and if he doesn't know, so it's sad, he probably will do it. After all, he's not a nice person. So, he's certainly a thief. He's a criminal. So, there is a presumption that he will kill it. But suppose he has a subject with a burglar. Maybe it's the father. The father happens to be a professional burglar in the city. Every night he breaks into a different house and there are other burglars in the city. So he has a real subject, he doesn't know, he doesn't see. He doesn't think that set up, you know, like in certain businesses, in certain houses, where they have a television apparatus. So we can see upstairs, you know, who the person who is trying to break in is. He doesn't know he has a subject. He's allowed to kill on us. So Kamarashi's washing here is much bad. Kamarashi's washing here is much bad. And we'll soon see the washing of Rashi is ahead of us. So he says, Uvalayu in Sapkaloch the Lailo, the Jodom we have Kosh, you will be called. Rachmo Bolecho, Mulchim, Kinegi, Lahatsim, and Mincho, in Hilda. So the reason is why he's not allowed to kill the father, because in case of the father, there is no presumption of the Master. vis-à-vis stranger, ordinary relative, other than tenant father, there is a presumption, you know, the mommy that's more remaining, so you've begun and decided to continue, who knows, the law by instinct, not tolerate that, and was tried to stop you. So it's definitely, it is presumed that he breaks in with the intention, even when the Lord Jesus Christ will stop him, he'll kill him. So it's a barash. Father, then there is no such presumption. But not that by father there is a presumption the other way. He will definitely not kill this out. Not because there's no such question. The Balayim is subtle of the law of this. In the subtle of the law of the Jordan, the Akhov, the Jacob, the Rahman. That's how it's much and much better. Now, you see, there is a more inhuman. Now there's noise and error. Alright, first let's go over the noise. That period of doubt is the city of the Brahman. So the Torah says in the Yom Yom, ומאז שסופיקלנו וסופיקלנו פוצ'ס, ושפוס דומינס מוחמות ונפיאלס, נוואט וספטי שפוס דומינס מוחמות ונמיד רבל מתור, ביקורס איסניקמי אסורץ, כי גירו משכינו שתסאו בנצמא. נוואט וירא איסניקמי אסורץ, און ישרבר, ניתמי אסורץ, גירו משכינו שתסאו בנצמא. ניתרלציו בנאפשי, צבנאפשי, בספקוס, every avere could be sound the shrine. But every avere natural is done. Could be sound the shrine vis-à-vis that person commits the avere. But no avere other than the dummy is so humble that because they are in the cloud, Jews who commit the avere no matter how humble the avere is, because of death should be given, that the Shekhinah should be installed from cloud, from whole cloud, because of the Averes of Yechidim. Hashemitish Shabbos Damim is so humble that as a result of the Shekhinah Damim being committed by Yechidim, so it might be given Chas V'Sholem that the Shekhinah should be installed from the cloud. So Shekhinah Damim is more humble. In a certain respect, we should only become the soil, the additional soil, and the soil. We try to see an So, the Shabbos is very humble, very humble. But, it's not as humble as the Shabbos. Because Shabbos will not be installed, the shrine from the cloud, because of the field of Shabbos by your feet. And Shabbos is not the time of soil. So, if there was only the Homo, so he's even as a little upshade, come with him all the God in the page, Shabir Hashem. Nele Rabbi Akiva Yom, so that is Rabbi Shmuel Zohar. Nele Rabbi Akiva Yoma, Yechiyosik Isha Oreu, Nizbechi Tzohen Oromus, Nizbechi Yoloi, Niyal Nizbechi. So, the Torah says in Shpotim that if somebody is a Mitzvah and then he runs away to Mitzvah and he holds on to Mitzvah, he wants to have immunity. Because of the fact that he is on Mitzvah, so the Torah says, never mind that he is holding on to Mitzvah. He needs to have honorables. Besdin should send people to take him and be dying and realize the deen in him. If he's high, he's guilty, then he has to get released. When do we have to take him away? Only if he's nibbled. But he's not engaged in an abeidah yet. But suppose the Ritzeah. The Ritzeach happens to be a king, and then he runs away to the Mizbeach, and there he started already to do the Abideh, and then Shluchei Beis Din find him while he's engaged in the Abideh. So the Shluchei Beis Din are not supposed to interrupt his Abideh and to take it to Beis Din to be done. Muniz Bechadolim Al, the Omar Rabbeinu Tachonim Rabbi Yechanan, Oy shalom homes, aboy hachis, aptimu miau mizdechi. That is only miau mizdechi, you're not supposed to take him away, if the purpose of taking him away is in order to have him executed. So then, we are not supposed to take him away, because that can wait. Why should we take him away? I mean, in the middle of the Abede can wait, the Shluchei Beis Din can wait until he finishes the Abede. And then they'll make the best. Time is not of the essence. But, Abba Hafiz, suppose this person knows special facts and he can testify with all the Sanhedrin, as a result of which testimony, so it will be shown that another meeting, another is not the only thing. So it's necessary to interrupt that reading in order to save another person. So then we have to take him away and interrupt that reading in order to bring him to best, so he should be able to produce evidence that another meeting is not really good. I'm going to come over to be Matzi of the life of the need. Avalachi, Fatih, Maui, Umaze, Shesopikish, Mami, we go up, Sopikish, Mami, we go. We know for sure that his testimony will save me. Maybe, it's a possibility, but maybe whatever he will say is of no worth. It will not save me. So because the mere possibility we have to interrupt that way, so it's deichet kach nefesh, of that meaning is something like that. Of that meaning is deichet that way, the away and away in one respect is no homo her chance, because the law means that away is deichet chance. So in one respect, when you think that away is manosh, no homo her chance, but in other words, in one respect, it's not only the Shabbos. The Abede is a Shabbos. So if Abede, which is relatively humble in one respect, so the Koch Nefesh is the Abede, that which is relatively humble, you know, the Koch Nefesh is the Shabbos. That's the Koch Nefesh. The Alpus, the Koch Nefesh. Nene Badalezer, the Oma, the Mamule, she had been assigned the Abode, she had been going to the Lodom, they had a Shabbos. You know, this man is there for Shabbos. And that's only one day there. So it's there for Shabbos. So come him a whole book, she had a Shabbos. But this is by Yudon, so Shabbos is a Shmeo. Yochel Achel, Tamina, Achel. So that means that we can violate the Shabbos. Because of God. There's the others. For Yenis in the Yasek and Meir, he came to Shilochem, he saw the Etchem, the Latin is from God. When there is a conflict between the life of the person and Chavez, so the life of the person is there. Epshim and Nasi and Meir, we show movement in Israel as a Shabbos, on Moteo, Chalilu of Shabbos Achaz, to the Jewish Shabbos. So, we have all kinds of practices. Shmuel, Kiyo, Nazare, Kabinis Mideise, Kabinis Mideise, all kinds of things. Omar, Kiyo, Shmuel, I have a song. If I have been there, have a minute, I have been in the middle. I mention another person. The Chaiwa and the Lord Shiyam. Omar, Obe, we pull a Yisroel Pirch. All the Alpusim by the Hanoim, Shmuel's Alpusim, Akiva's Alpusim, they praise the Kirch among the Alpusim. Mashiach King, Shmuel's Alpusim, Chayyam Yerushim among them. So no Kirch, no Kirch. Why? So, Bam Yishmuel, the rest of the Kirch. What's the clear thing against the Shmuel's office? And the Shmuel's office consists in the fact that the Tzichay is in one in a certain respect more humble than Shabbos, because the Tzichay is in the Tamar Yisroel, and it's all the Sashkine, and all the Yisroel. So still the Torah says, in case of Sotik to Achnefesh, so then we are allowed to kill when we are on the Tzichay, to kill the Dame, it's Kamer Shabbos, certainly is Nitzchay, because of the Tzichay. So we say to the Kirch, you know the Rob, you know the Rob, my kind of Dimach, Teres, Chazokim, and my Yatsmi, 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 and my Fatih Romulo, Bol Hog, Hashti Bohogi, Hashti Bohogi, Yasht Kambala is of no. So there is a clear time for this day, and it was obvious. How can we learn out from Achteres that even Sophie Bachmetish is there? Wenn die um die Wadderstoffe stehen, als Bayer ins Wadder, es rockt jetzt bei uns. It's not the sort of really organic presentations to kill the lullabies, and maybe justice to the money. No, it's Ibadai that he has intentions. He will kill him if the Balabais will stand up to stop him from stealing. So it's Ibadai, but maybe in case of the Sophic, he's not allowed to kill. So how do you know that the Sophic got anything to do? Then, the Rabakil Name, and what Rabakil Yisrael say? Rabakil Yisrael say is, Abel Hachis, Abim Yomar Mizra. So we are required to interrupt the Abim Yabalikeh. If there is a possibility that he knows the testimony, he can produce, he can testify something that will save me. So, but that's a topic, maybe he managed the Torah. So he says, maybe when the Torah says that if he knows the testimony, we have to drop the Aveda and rush him to Sanhedrin, so they could testify and save me. As far as the case where the Shulchan does not come with the Chacham, come to the people, capable people, smart people. And then they come to his Beach and they ask him, do you know anything, any evidence that will definitely save the Eden? So he says yes. So they ask him, what is it? What do you know? So he mentioned to them. So they were able to judge, to determine whether it's Manuki or not, but they are not maybe in a case where the Shulchan Bezdin don't know whether he has something substantial to say or not. Maybe we are not supposed to interrupt that way. The Asher from Bada is something else. The Rabakir in Amid, who the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Asher from Bada is something else. And the Kuban and then the Mule, that's only Bada. So how do we know that something? And as she said, it's me, only Badai. How long shall I say, it's a good Sabi, only Badai. But the Sophic may have a day, he said. But she ain't King Shmuel, he said. The Chaiwen, the Shlomben. So as this explains it, the Chaiwen, the Shlomben implies, as long as there is any possibility of yours. So we allow him to go. Even if such a thing, you know. So in other words, so Gemara says here that we couldn't learn out something to Korach Nefesh. We couldn't learn out something to Korach Nefesh from Machteres, something Machteres, because Machteres is Bala to Korach Nefesh, not something. But no question arises. But how is it? It is Manusov. As I mentioned, the case where, let's say, the Rabbi is here, the Rabbi is upstairs, he doesn't know who is coming in the house. So, and yes, it's something, maybe it's his father, maybe it's the pure and notorious guy, and every night he comes and breaks into the house, maybe it's somebody else. And he's asking the child, can I kill him? I can only kill him if I shoot him right now. Otherwise, I only will kill him. I don't know whether he's coming in to kill or to steal. So, in such a case, is he allowed to kill him or not? Is he allowed to kill him or not? So, let's see. Now let's see the Russian of Ash and Sanhedrin. That I base, that I am based on the hour at the end of the moment.
حالا قبانا
این رو ایدامه این مختر از ما زیاد هم با مکامه ایز این ایدامه این زا خرشنه شلو ویخرشنه شلو بوده بزا خواه اگر با خدیش بایده نمیشه این مختلی که بیتونی در هم با پرسون شد این ایدامه این زا خرشنه شلو ویخرشنه سنگه شده این بسید The sun started to shine, so they engaged with them. Then Ravai's killed the Gamay. After the sun started to shine, so then his high music to Ravai's. The Hashem is horrible. That's all ho. Why do we? The Torah used the expression, that's all of us. If sun started to shine, if the Kavanah supposed to be just because there was sunrise, you know, the Gamaliel came in after sunrise. So the Torah should say, in Zoch HaShemesh, Zoch HaShemesh Olo, 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 She'in Misholim Cho, Ha'ogeyu, Yuvah Ha'ogeyu. So the Bible said, to interpret it figuratively, not literally. Zohar HaShemesh, not literally when the sun rose and started to shine. But if it is bold, then the Perdiganer has no intentions to kill more lives, just to steal. If it's bold like day, it's clear as day that he only has the intention to steal, not to kill. So then, the Baal Bais, if he kills the Gamay, is a result. It's high risk. Vimlav Alta. Vimlav. So in Baal, Rav Shemesh, in the Shalom, if it's Baal. Now, one second. I mentioned already in the other class. In Zohar Hashemesh, Shalom, Hashemesh, Shalom, Azohar. And we go for Adar HaShemesh in Shalom did the Gamaliel has the intentions to kill the Barbaris in Shalom. He is hostile. He has intentions to kill Sargei in love, but if it's not clear as day that the Gamaliel is hostile to Barbaris, he just wants to steal money. So then, out in Zoh HaShemesh Olof Don Loi, Dich HaShemesh Olof Bufad Zoh Ho, El Mugol Chok HaShemesh, Shehish Nishol Limoch, Al Tadli, V'yalav Ogen, Kash Yistomastom. So there is a direct conflict between the first Vaise and the second Vaise in respect to the case of stomach, when we don't know. Because the first Vaise says, that implies only when it's clear as day that the Gamay does not have peace with the Rabbis. When the Gamay is hostile to the Rabbis, then he is out how they is the Rabbis allowed to kill. In first implying, suppose it's somebody doesn't allow the Gamay is hostile. Then he's not allowed to kill. So Sophic is not equal. By stomach, whereas Sophic is not equal. And the second vice says, in both for Hashemesh, Ishli, Shomimo, Altar, if it is clear as day that he is peace with you, not hostile, then he's allowed. Implying, suppose he doesn't know whether the Gamay is at peace or not at peace, so then he can't kill it. So Stomach, he can't kill. The first vice implies by Stomach, he cannot kill them. The second vice implies by Stomach, he can kill the Barbarians. Kashi is Stomach, Stomach. Look, Kashi. Come, we all of our Ben. Can't be then, allo, In other words, so the Breise, that implies that Spani cannot join the first Breise, Ibo, Tohado, Kishemesh, Sheilei, Shalom, Mahadu, the Rav, but it's not clear that the Ganet is Hasto, Stome does not Hasto, not Hasto, then Alta has referenced the case where the burglar is the father. So by Stome, the Matalau, the son is not allowed, the Baal son, the Baal Chai is not allowed to kill the father. And the second vice, which implies that the case of Stome, he is allowed to kill only if it's clear as day that the Ganet has no husband. But by Stome, he is allowed to kill, as reference to the case where the burglar is a stranger or even a relative, but not the father and the son, but the son and the father. Can we be better? Now let's see the Rashi. Ola goa ben, machteres misotik al yadi ebnei, divada irachni ola ebnei, vatri vatsum nebeki ili yagei, yukar dumni, achi yivoroch kishemesh, שהוא הרזור יורך המסינה. בן הלאב, וכל שתי, אם יעלמה, הרגי לו מסוים. ובן, דיבד על הידיית אלי הוכר עושה, ועיקר מסלילי אפי, כותו לוח, עד שיבוא לו לוח כשמש, שהוא רחמון יורך, כי אבן, סוחש אמפסייטס, ובעל עם קייס, of the then burglarizing, breaking into the house of the father, so the father is allowed to kill the son, even though the father says he doesn't know. Because he doesn't know, but we tell him, it's his father, that your son, so he'll kill you if you try to stop. So it's his father. Why does Kashi emphasize the father like the husband? So that Kashi implies the case where something happened. Let's say a case I mentioned. Where the rabbi doesn't know who the burglar is, maybe it's the father, maybe it's his friend. Then we couldn't say it's the father, it's the son. Because it's a possibility it's the father. So then the rabbi is not allowed. So in other words, what we see Rashi. You see, the Rabbi Shmuel assumed that the parsha of Machteres is expressive of the license to kill the burglar in case of Yisof. And because of that, he learned out the Aloche, the Tzachut, the Shabbos. But Shmuel said, no, there is a problem. Because over there, it is only because it's Ivala, because in a man that's not made. But the question is, suppose in a case where no it's Pratibash, not enough, is he allowed to kill or not? So Rashi implies that in case where it's not Ivala, really, we're not allowed. And the business why I saw it, they're not allowed to kill. Is because by Stone there is a chazoke that is Vadai Bola in case the Balabais will stand up to stop him from the spirit. That's how much it is. Let's see, this is what come the other one, for I say people of Kashem, change. Cholim, Mo, Habe, Hostom, Alta, Ve, Umishmaid, Tamais, Sohim, Dashino, Yelok, Zia, Kito, Music, Nere, Dan Poshes, Kosher, Zia, Kito, 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 Zia, Kito רצח ומתמי ניתן להציל את בינת שי ונזב כלות מיוצא כלייה יהי בינך כי גם אל בלוי מתרצל so this is it that need it is exactly what music he lay by all of our bed so then is he able to have done it the only part of the action so what is the question now because in other words it is exactly what music he like to lay it's not clear to the otherwise whether the father has hostile intentions or not, so then you're not allowed to kill him. Why? Because in Astam we say, Rachman Ola Ben. Rachman Ola Ben. The question is, but suppose there is this object. Now let's see the Lashon HaFeis. So there's a Lashon HaFeis in Zanel. If she don't, then what is possible? In a reader before that the whole portion of the Reish and the Seder is his reference to an ad that goes into the house of the father. El Teresat. In a reader before that I called Norla Ben Aira, the Stam of the Rachma Ben, the Royal Gemin, Yan Neklas Lamein, El Kachmi Klatan Nati, she read the Yerushal Heer before, the Yuhal Kulik and Syria, the Vikav Haisli Tanin Zorok Lashemesh, if you are to bado, or in go, or kashene, shen, shen, limo. How do you? You love out, how do you? Do you all go out then? By need to tell you in go, for what she is, shen, shen, limo, how do you? Make it even alarm. Make it even alarm. Now, so, from this, this motion is not clear. But then from power, and in Sochin here, he appears to agree with Pshat cases. The Misakloch Nusser Kilaye Yehidi Necho Kigam in Tema of Tange ונצירו מהירי, ובורכו חדור של שלשון ולמו, אל תעגיו, ולמלב הרגיו, אל נסריט לנקו. So the Ramchalet, and he agrees with this chapter, that the whole posse deals with Ab who breaks into the house of the sun. So it's in the reach of the posse. It's reference to an aunt who breaks into the house of the sun. So, brother, he showed me how to be in love with you, all mistaken book. So, the Ramchalet says that where is his suffix on the book? The book. Ikalmema, hosom bi ben ala av. Oy bi shol bi yodam. So then it's fatal and good. The Ochel be over a pen. But here the Pasuk says, in Sapo of Yutze, Gitalie, in the Nech of Gitanet, so it's the Chumre, in Sapo of Yutze, so it's reference by Avala Ben. So by Avala Ben, it is his Sophie. So then he's not allowed to kill. Why? Because there is a presumption of Rachma Yav Ala Ben. Rachma Yav Ala Ben. So that's why it's out again. Mashe Inke, if it is Shom Yodom. So then in case of his topic, it's Likud. That's why the Braise in Sanhedrin says, in both Hador, she is the Sholim, or how to agree, the love, if it's a Sophie, how do you, stay till it. So he emphasizes the Russian stay till it fully, not as Rashi says, that in both Hador, she is the Sholim, or out hageo, the love, hageo, that in love, according to Rashi, means be'olat, or shon kolodom, hageo, because it's ivada in the bond of Hashem. No, he says, you love hageo because they can pull it. So it's only something. But, is it, doesn't it, the morning you may appear to be like Rashi? That is because of the inner mind in Atzmeyam. So we have to say one thing. The Morin Yume only says that if we didn't have the possibility that Ruach Nefesh is there, Kolatim Kule, so then we wouldn't be able, the topic of Ruach Nefesh is there, Kolatim Kule, so then we wouldn't be able to induce Pamachter. We could say, Machteres, the Torah is Mati here, only because it's Mother of God. But now that we have the possibility, something for us, maybe she's there to God. The Chayvan will show it. And in addition, we have the parasha of Machteres. We have the parasha of Machteres. So Mele, we say that when the Torah says, Emily Gomi, so it's not only when it's Ibadah that the Ganesh comes on for us. Even when it's